The Fog Podcast is brought to you by Calm Seas Crafts of Hilton Head.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 5 of the Fog Podcast. Woo. Four old guys coming to you from Suite 3B deep in the basement of the beautiful Lennox Studios. It is the Fog Podcast. I'm Dave Pandisio along with...
Here's Jeff Gibby Gibbs right here for you, folks.
And Norm Broder, welcome you to the show.
And down south, as usual, well, actually welcoming back because he wasn't on the last episode, Mr. James J.T. Tiroli. Hey, J.T.
Hey, everybody.
How's it going?
Everything's fine down here in
awesome.
Sunny Florida.
Awesome.
Perfect.
So this is episode 5, and this is, we are leading up to... the big one, the big episode. The one that we've been talking about leading up to the final episode, the stunning, astonishing, staggering, stupefying final episode that you've all been waiting for, which we are going to talk about. We are lining that up next, but we have this carryover sort of episode that that we're going to do today, just talking about... You know, we've been friends for 40 plus years, 45 plus years, and we've done a lot of things over the years, and that's what we're going to talk about today. But before we do that, we always like to talk about how the Fog Podcast is doing. We're getting feedback from people. We're getting emails. So we're going to dig in to the bag. And we got some emails to do, don't we, guys? Huh? Who's up?
I tell you what, I'll go first on this one. So let's see. This first one comes from Mr. Wade Wilson from Vancouver, British Columbia. Oh, so international.
Got an international. Nice.
Player, yeah. Okay. He says, I'm loving the podcast and I'm wondering if the smart one on the show, obviously Mr. Gibbs, is still running. I was very impressed with his staccato-like stride. Wow, Gibby, nice. Okay. And would love to join him for a run sometime. There it is.
There it is.
I would love to join him for a run sometime. Keep up the good work.
Wow, a real fan.
You've got a fanboy out there.
Well, what was his name, Wade?
Wade Wilson from Vancouver.
Well, Wade, let me just say, when you're ever down here in the States, if you want to get together for a run, give me a call up and... stay the hell away from me.
There you go. Fanboy.
Gibby, you got one?
I got one, too. And this one's from Mr. John Winger from Fort Knox, Kentucky. Also an international one, apparently. I hate all four of you, and I hate the podcast. If I had to pick one host that I disliked the least, it'd be the guy that got up and peed during the show.
Ooh. That's you, bro.
Yeah. I think that's me.
Yeah, low bar there, bro. He finishes up by saying, you guys suck. That's the fact, Jack. Shout out to Sergeant Hulka, the big toe.
There you go. Okay.
All right, John, so we appreciate your honest...
constructive criticism.
Yeah, it's the first time I've been called out for going to the bathroom.
We'll take that and we'll try and grow from here.
Okay, and I've got another one here in the email grab bag. This is from Mr. Fred Garvin of Joliet, Illinois.
Fred Garvin.
That's the home of Jake and Elwood. Fred says, my girlfriend and I were listening to your podcast, date night, obviously.
We got a listener.
And wondered if your band is still together. We need some entertainment for the upcoming convention in Wilmington. Please reach out if you're available. Boys, I think we're booked on that day.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we're busy.
Yeah, sorry, Fred. But, you know, keep looking, buddy. Yeah. Keep looking.
Thanks for the email, Fred. All right. Well, hey, that's the email. We are opening up the phone lines again. 1-888-THE-FOG-PODCAST, which is 888-843-364-763-2278. And I see...
That's easy to remember.
Yeah, write that down. I see we have some phone calls. Is the caller there?
Yes.
Yes, hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Francis Sawyer, but everybody calls me Psycho. I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, Psycho. All right, well, all right. Thanks, Francis. Thanks for calling. What do you think about the Fog Podcast?
So I have a 1964 Buick Skylark. And what? I'm having issues with my posi track.
What? No, this is the Fog Podcast. You're supposed to be calling.
Hey, Bondo, let me handle this.
What?
You say you're having trouble with your posi traction. Well, son, let me tell you something about that 1964 Buick Skylark. There is no posi traction. You've mistaken. What you've got there is a regular differential. No posi traction at all. Now, if you were talking about a 1963 Pontiac Tempest, now that would be a different story. So here's my advice, son. Head on over to your local auto parts store, get yourself some Brinker fluid, pour it right in there, and you'll be all set. All right. Have a good day, Francis.
Wow, this is a super
fun. How the heck did he get this number? Well, thanks for your call. Okay, we have another phone call. Let's see who we have here.
Excuse me. Is this a post office?
No, this is the Fog Podcast. Who's calling?
Okay.
Where are you calling
from?
Okay,
it doesn't matter where I'm calling from. I just need to get my packages.
Yeah, I just like to know who's calling. So
it doesn't matter where I live. You don't need to know where I live.
Well, I know. You don't have to be like that. I was just wondering. I didn't know if you've been listening to the podcast.
So I've been having a hard time getting my packages delivered. Every time I go out there, they're left in the rain.
Well, this isn't the post office. I just wondered if you've heard the Fog Podcast at all.
Do you think I could maybe speak to a manager, please?
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
I don't know how you got this number, but I'm sorry. This is the Fog Podcast.
My packages, it's really important that my packages are not ruined. Yeah, I'm spending a lot of money for Christmas, and every time I go outside, they're left in the rain.
Well, okay. You got the wrong number. You called the Fog Podcast. Maybe you might want to listen to us. You know, if you like podcasts, thanks for your call. I think we might have to get rid of the phone. It doesn't seem to be working. So, JT, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Look, you're so lucky to be down there in Florida. I don't know if you remember, but in episode one, we talked about going back and running the cross country course, which I'm sure you would love to do, JT, if you were here. But,
I'm all over that. Yeah.
But in case you forgot, this is what we said in episode one.
So today on the way into town to the Lennox Studios, I took a peek over there. I didn't see the smokestack. Maybe I had a bad angle. I'm sure it's still there.
It must be.
And I'm sure our band's name is still emblazoned.
I'm sure it is. As a matter of fact, I think, JT, you're off the hook, but the three of us are going to go run the old course afterwards, aren't we? 2.9 miles? All right, maybe not run.
Cue to Gibby running.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, those footsteps. So that was from episode one. We actually did go and run the old cross-country course, and we brought a microphone along, and let's take a listen.
So we're really going to do this? We're going to take a ride up to the high school?
Okay, let's do it.
All right, let's go run the course. All right. You guys remember how to get there?
Hey, after that first episode, hearing all the stories about cross country, we got to go back.
Yeah.
We got to check it out.
Too bad JT couldn't be with us. He's sad he's missing out.
There you go.
Anything look familiar here?
Hey, we just left the, Lennox Studios. We're now heading... No, this doesn't look familiar.
Isn't that where you used to work, the pig?
Oh, yeah, there's the pig.
Oh, it used to be the pig.
Yeah.
Piggly Wiggly?
It says for sale right now.
All right, coming up on AHS.
Oh, there it is, the glorious smokestack.
It's still there.
Yeah, it's still there.
Still burning bright.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Have you guys been running at all?
Just back and forth to the bathroom.
You sure we can do 2.9 miles?
We're going to give it a shot.
We're going to give it a shot?
You guys inspire me. I'll have no problem.
All right.
Yeah, it'll be good. Going down on the beach again. Remember the beach?
Oh.
Used to drive on the beach all the time.
Here it is.
Oh, hasn't changed a bit.
All right. Let's loosen up, boys.
All right.
Gibby, you still got your track shirt on?
Yeah.
All right, there we go. I'm good.
Never leave home without it.
All right, listen, boys. There are muscles we haven't used in years. So
I don't know if I can do this.
Let's do a little stretch here.
Okay. All right. So, you want to give it a shot?
Okay. Here we go. Right. Here we go.
So remember,
it's like riding a bike.
Oh my
god! Riding a bike.
This is awful. I remember coming up out of there, and the field hockey team would be practicing, and you guys would be, you know,
having a great time.
Gibby, remind me why we do this. Was it fun at one time?
It was good for you, and it was good, clean fun.
Dave, what do you...
Dave?
Wait. Where'd he go?
What the hell is he?
What the heck?
Oh, sorry, Dave.
Hey, pick up the pace, lard ass.
There we go. We thought you went to get a snack.
What the heck, man? You took off on me.
We thought you went to get, you know, a little something.
Aren't you glad you missed that, JT?
Wow, it sounded exciting.
I'll tell you, JT, it's just like old times, looking in the rear view mirror and waving to Dave.
just like the old days.
Yep.
Good times.
Yeah, good stuff.
Well, we've had many good times over the years, haven't we, boys?
Yes, we have.
I mean, I have a whole list of them here.
That's what's keeping our relationship alive.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because we all live apart, like an hour and a half apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we've gotten together many times over the years. So we're going to kind of talk about a few of the other times that we got together. JT, I don't know if you remember this or not, but do you remember the time that we all went up to Maine and stayed at Gibby's camp?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you happen to remember when we were sitting down for lunch, I think it was, and we had some salad on the table?
All right. Let me bring this back a little bit. All right. First of all, we only were as far as New Hampshire. And it was.
Oh, that's right. It wasn't Maine.
It was a lake house.
Right, it was at a state park, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was up there at Pawtuckaway State Park.
Yeah.
Or on lovely Mosquito Lake, as my children like to call it.
Aptly named.
Aptly named Mosquito Lake, and exactly right, Dave. We said, well, this would be an event to get the band together.
Yep.
With the spouses kids. And the kids, and just have a grand old time.
So, had a great time.
And we were gonna. After a great day playing in the water, we were going to wrap it up with a fine feast.
Absolutely.
What a spread.
What a spread it was. And I remember we were sitting around the table.
Well, let's set the visual,
let's
right?
Let's set the table.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well done, Gibby. Well done. So it was a big long table, a wooden table, and it would seat, I don't know, there were probably 12 of us or more.
Oh, yeah. It was like two picnic tables end to end. It was monstrous, yeah.
And it was in a big open room, and above us was like a wagon wheel.
Big wagon wheel light over the table.
It must have been like 4 feet in diameter.
Huge.
You know, with,
It was really nice.
Well, it's a wagon wheel. Of course it's huge.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, good point. Good point.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
Yeah.
So I think our wives were down with the kids at the beach, and we had volunteered to set the table.
Of course.
And,
so we were
like usual,
guys,
right?
In charge. Yeah.
We were sitting at the table.
Yeah.
And I remember hearing these little sounds like peck, 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 and we all were kind of looking at each other.
I think the first thing was, hey, Gibby, that crouton's moving in the salad.
Oh, and what a salad it was. I mean, this salad was in a bowl that must have been 2 feet in diameter.
Yeah, it was huge.
It was huge and so green. And
oh, beautiful. Red. Yeah. And then...
It was really the centerpiece of the whole meal, I think.
And it was moving.
It was almost like the beginning of a small, like a rainstorm, where you just hear like drop.
That's right.
Drop. Drop. And we kind of looked at each other, and then we all looked up. It was not raindrops.
No, it was not.
It was parachuting
ants.
It was ants dropping one by one into the salad.
And upon closer inspection, you could see the line of them leaving the ceiling, marching, you know,
down the wagon wheel.
down the chain,
down the chain, the wagon wheel,
and then starting around the loop.
It ties into the cross country loop.
Yeah, kind of. And of course, when the one at the beginning gets to the point where the rest of them are coming in, it's got no place to go but down.
Here I go, boys.
I'm in.
So we look up and we're like, ants! Look at that. So yeah, we were like, what do we do?
Well, I remember the first thing we decided was, we're not telling the ladies.
Step number one.
Yeah. Step one.
Don't tell the wives.
Unless there's a podcast in 2024. Yeah. Then we can let it out.
And then I think I got this right. You guys can correct me. Then I think Jeff MacGyver Gibbs said, hey, I'm going to go get the vacuum cleaner.
There was a vacuum involved. I think there was a stepladder too.
Yes, right? Stepladder.
Yeah.
Vacuum.
Not a stepladder, but like kind of an extension ladder.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think three of us were like holding the base, and I think I was the lucky guy who got to go up there with the vacuum.
Yeah, it was like the Ghostbusters backpack.
That's right.
It's like a canister vacuum, and he's up there trying to suck all the ants out.
And we should also say these were not your small little sand ants. These were
they were almost like termites. They were about 3/4. I think they had wings too.
Yeah, it's protein. But
they were big. Well, protein. They were getting down off that thing pretty easy, so they must have had parachutes or wings.
So we managed to get the wheel cleaned up with the vacuum all the way up the chain. And then somebody found some. I think it was the kind of tape you use if you've got like a knee or an ankle injury.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Plug the hole.
Yeah.
Job done.
Job done.
The women were never the wiser.
And then I think we reluctantly went through the salad trying to see anything that was still moving, right? Yeah.
Oh, that was a classic. Yeah. That was a classic.
It was a happy ending. Everybody had a nice meal.
Nobody.
Absolutely. We had a great time that time.
That was a good time.
So let's see. October 2002, we climbed Mount Monadnock. Remember that?
That's right. Yes, that was... I remember that. We were at the top when the freezing wind, wasn't it windy at the top?
Yeah. Had sandwiches up there.
Yeah.
That was fun.
And you know, the hike up is never bad. Monadnock, it's a beautiful hike.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, coming down.
The hike down, that gets you.
That's the worst.
Tough on the brakes.
I want to ask you seriously, though. Did I look good in a bandana walking up there?
No,
I didn't.
You didn't.
I can remember. That's the first bandana I ever wore.
You remember we had breakfast at your parents' house, and your dad set the oven on fire?
Was it the pizza? Was it pizza?
I don't know. Was it breakfast or lunch? I don't know. But
so again, we need to set a visual here. So in the Broder kitchen, we had the wall oven where you pull down the door.
Yeah.
And I have to say, my dad loved to have the guys over. You know, he was like, he wanted to be one of us. Right?
Yeah.
And we used to enjoy that. So I think he got engaged in discussion. There was a pizza involved. I don't remember.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, I think it was pizza. Yeah.
And in his excitement, he forgot to take the cardboard out from underneath it. And so it's in the oven.
Yeah.
And his back is to the oven. And we're sitting on the table, which kind of faced the oven. And I don't know which one of us spotted it, but someone said, I think there's open flames in the oven. And there's a window, remember, in the door?
Yeah.
And you could see flames in there.
We got a picture of it, too.
That's right.
So funny.
Yeah, that pizza was a little toasty.
Yeah.
All right, well, that was 2002. Jump ahead to the year 2003, when I turned 40. This was an interesting get-together because I had no idea this was going to happen. But my three friends, members of the Fog podcast, kidnapped me. Actually showed up. I was with my friend John Cotter under the guise of helping him move some furniture. And I do have a little clip of that. Let's listen here.
Oh, my God.
If you don't have a 401k, we will present a public financial plan.
So the guys came and handcuffed me.
What are you putting on me?
Do you understand your rights?
Yes, I understand my rights.
You have a right to grow old.
Put your hands in front, please, sir.
They put a T-shirt over me.
Oh yeah, you were blindfolded.
Yeah, I was blindfolded, yes.
I don't know what's happening, Dave.
I'm innocent.
This is a personal matter with Mr. Panicio. We need to keep you out of this.
You need.
Thank you for your assistance.
You need any money, Dave? John, what?
You need any money?
John, I'm going to get you.
They stuffed me in a car in the back seat.
Blindfolded.
Blindfolded, handcuffed. And then,
just to throw you off the trail.
Yeah.
We just drove all over
town. Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
And there was one point I remember vividly. We were driving through the IGA parking lot.
Yes.
And of course, there's a car full of guys. And
one guy's handcuffed.
One's handcuffed and blindfolded. And we go creeping by these two girls, and they're standing with their bag of groceries. So I stop, and they look in, and they say, "What's wrong with him?" And I said, "Oh, he just had surgery."
Eye surgery?
I have to know, though, how did this, when did you come up with this idea? And whose idea was it to come kidnap me and do all this? Do you remember?
That sounds like classic Brody. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Well, all I got to say is usually when we get together, it only takes one little spark and things devolve into something of this nature. So we probably came up with it on the run.
And do you remember we went up to Norm's house and you got me out of the car and you're making me walk in his backyard and you kept saying, "Oh, wait, pick your foot up. All right, now turn around, bend over." I kept thinking I was going to fall off the edge of a cliff or something. And then we go back in the car and then we drove again.
That was a good torture.
My gosh. So then, being the great friends that they are, we show up, they get me out of the car, and I can hear that there's voices. I can tell there's people.
Your spidey senses.
Yeah. The hair on the back of my neck is standing up. So I'm still handcuffed. I'm standing there blindfolded. And then let's see. Let me play this, because this is what happened.
All right. One. Two.
Yes.
Three.
Surprise!
And I'm being pelted by water balloons. I mean, absolutely bombarded with water balloons. I mean, these are great friends. I'm telling you, I did. They had me take the blindfold off, and I didn't know what was going on. It was just and one of them hit me right in the head, smack in the head, and they were all just the kids were little. They loved it.
Nobody enjoyed that more than little Natalie. She could not get enough of pounding you with water balloons.
Oh my God!
Seriously,
it was. I was in total shock. Shell shock.
That video is like the Zapruder from. I got the headshot.
I know.
It's been played over and over.
Yeah, absolutely. Crazy. And then they proceeded to dress me up in a dress and a hat. And I came out and to a large crowd of family and friends.
Big crowd.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the dress was.
It was just monstrous.
What was the dress? Was it a halter kind of thing?
It was a blue dress. I don't know my dresses. I'm not up on dresses.
Well, you only turned 41. We wanted to make it special.
Yeah, well, it was special, all right. Yeah, okay. So I thank you for that. That was, let's go down the line here. That was 2003. We'll jump ahead to 2012. We went to another football game. We went to Gillette Stadium. You guys were turning 50.
That's right.
And we met in a parking lot at a hotel. And I had these Patriots.
That sounds really bad as a setup.
I had these Patriots shirts made up with 50 on the back for Gibby, Bro, and JT. Because they were all turning 50, and mine said 49. Yep. Gibby, you're wearing your shirt right now.
He is. Right now.
He's got it on.
If only the crowd could see how wonderful it looks.
It's in great shape.
It is.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it.
And then during the game, at one point you took your shirt off, and you had a track shirt on from Athol High School.
Don't tell Winnie McDonald, but I was sporting the proud sleeveless track.
Sure. It still fit you. It was that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. But yeah, check the website.
Yes.
Website, and I'm sure there'll be a photo.
Search
there.
The Fog Podcast on Facebook, and you will see pictures. from this game and many other pictures and videos. Don't forget, there'll be a lot of fun stuff to see on there. You'll probably even see me getting pelted with balloons. We can try and get that up there. JT, you still have your shirt?
I think I have the second edition.
Oh, yeah, because we did them again when you guys turned 60.
That's right.
Yeah. We updated them. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's see. Let's jump to 2019. The three of us got on a plane and flew down to Florida.
That trip, yeah.
And we rented an Airbnb. What a blast that was. We went down to see JT.
JT was there.
Yep.
We rented something close to his home.
Yep.
But something big enough for the four of us.
Oh, we had a blast.
Yeah, it was cool. It was a great setup there with a nice...
Do you remember the bathroom?
Unbelievable.
But who's going to tell about... We got to talk about the bathroom.
Yeah, well, I'll jump in. So the place had a nice... You left the back door and you walked the little path and they had a nice in-ground swimming pool.
Nice.
In one of the big metal mesh areas that Florida has all over the place. And then you could leave there, and there was a little kind of standalone restroom, a little toilet inside.
But what was unique about it?
Yeah, inside this little, you know, this little block. But what was so unique about it was completely covered with mirrors until you went inside.
Yes.
At which point you could see through. So it was like looking out a window.
So, you felt totally exposed.
So the whole time you were enjoying a communion with nature.
You were wondering who else was enjoying that.
It was bizarre.
Yeah.
Because when you're in the bathroom, you look out and you feel like everyone can see you.
Well, I found it liberating in many ways. What a great setup. I mean, they should really think about that.
Unbelievable.
Another application.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we took in a Tampa Bay Rays Red Sox game.
Yes.
We did.
At that stadium, which is now toast.
Oh, I yeah. know. Gosh.
And JT gave us a nice tour of downtown.
Yeah.
We had a great time.
Beautiful.
We played outdoor
beautiful down
cornhole.
There.
Yeah.
I think we were there and we saw the manta rays at the Rays stadium. It was fun.
And then we went out for a meal.
After our nature walk, checking out alligators.
Oh, that's right. We did. We did a nature walk.
Yeah. What was that? That's Circle B Ranch, JT? Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. What a great setup. We saw all kinds of varmints and critters.
Yeah.
That was terrific.
I remember seeing the wild boars.
Yes.
I remember one time turning around and seeing one crossing the road.
Yeah.
And they kept telling us, watch out for the wild boars because, you know, you could be a meal. But anyway, speaking of meals, I have to play this first before we get into this. Yep.
The following moments may contain explicit language.
Okay. So we went out to a restaurant for a meal. Okay.
So, all I can say is we worked up a heck of an appetite from that walk on the Circle B.
We did. We did. So I have to be careful how I word this, but this was one of the funniest things. I mean, my stomach hurt after this happened. So a woman waitress comes to take our orders. And so she takes the orders like Norm orders, JT orders, Gibby orders. She comes to me, and my plan was to order the fried country chicken. That's what I was going to order.
Yeah.
But mistakenly, I twisted it around, and I said
country fried.
Yeah, it was supposed to be country fried chicken, but I twisted it around, and I said fried, and I cut the word country short. And then I quickly switched it and said country fried chicken. So I didn't think anybody picked up on that.
But that was not true.
After she turned around and walked away, I remember thinking to myself, oh my gosh, I hope nobody heard that. And it was totally quiet. And then all of a sudden, Jeff, what did you say?
I don't exactly remember what I said.
Right? I remember.
What did I say?
Jeff is totally silent, and I'm thinking I got away with it. And Jeff says, did anybody else hear what Dave just ordered? And we all started laughing. Everybody heard it.
Heads were nodding.
Everybody heard it, and we started dying. We could not stop laughing. Oh, my gosh, it was so funny.
That was a moment.
Yeah, so, you know, if you're ever in a restaurant, you know, please be careful when you're trying to order country fried chicken, you know. Get it right.
Just for the record, I just ordered hamburger.
All right, let's move ahead now. This is 2021 now. Gibby invited us to his area, and we went to a place called the Wicked Axe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which was a super cool place where you toss axes at
targets. Yep.
And they had Jenga, they had
ping pong. Of course, they had
brews. Oh, it was
cornhole, and it's really. I mean, this is like an advertisement for the place, but it's a great time.
Oh,
great place to meet.
And I got to tell you, I had never picked up an axe.
I don't think any of us.
Never mind throw it.
I never had.
And I just thought it was a very amusing thing that they combined axes with alcohol in the same place.
Yeah, what a combo.
Safety first.
I mean, and all of us luckily did exit the establishment with all of our digits, all of our hands. And
let's be clear. We're all athletes, right?
Oh.
I mean, so it was really not that difficult for us to pick that up.
Although, when you first go, if you've never been there before, you have to be accompanied by
a trained axe murderer.
Yes.
An expert, I think they're called.
Yes. Excuse me.
And they had to show us.
And don't forget signing all the waivers before you can get in.
Yes, if you lose a limb, you can't sue us. That kind of thing. But interestingly enough, that kind of ties into Norm and I. We were trying to drum up more sponsors for our podcast. Mm-hmm. So there's a place locally that we went to visit and to try and see if we could get them as a sponsor. And we're going to talk about the trip that we made down there. But we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to talk about that.
A day at the beach is just a click away at Calm Seas Crafts of Hilton Head. If you're looking for ocean-inspired handmade gifts, search out Calm Seas on Facebook, Instagram, or Etsy. You'll find a wide variety of home decor gifts inspired by the colors of the sea. If you own a beach house or lake house, or are just looking to spruce up your deck or pool area, Calm Seas may be just what you're looking for. Calm Seas creator Amy Woods encourages you to shop all her platforms.
If you see anything you love, message me and I can ship my products to you. I also do custom orders, and if you are ever in Hilton Head, visit one of my pop-ups at the local farmers markets. Thanks so much.
Calm Seas, where every day's a beach day.
Ready for new tires but don't want to fork over hundreds of dollars? If you're willing to give up a little bit of comfort in order to save a bundle, Skippy's Square Tire Company may be for you. Did you know that rubber comes from the latex sap of the para rubber tree and is in the shape of a square when picked? It costs more to form the rubber into a circular tire. So at Skippy's, we save you money by keeping the tires square. Here's founder Skippy Tumalu.
Howdy, folks. Skippy here. I'm driving around in my brand new BMW to prove to you that square tires can not only save you money, but they'll get you where you want to go. If you don't mind a bit of a bump in your ride, come on down to one of our several shops and save a bundle on your next set of tires.
Right now, if you buy a set of four tires from Skippy's, you'll receive a 10% discount at your next chiropractor's visit. Skippy Square Tire Company. You'll save a mound if your tire ain't round.
And now back to the Fog Podcast.
What about that? Skippy Square Tire Company.
Sounds like a good idea.
I mean, I actually went to get that, you know, to talk to him to get the sponsorship, and he gave me a free set of tires.
Wow.
So it worked out great.
Yeah.
So Norm and I, we're always trying to find new sponsors for the podcast. So talking about the Axe place that we went to with Gibby, just downtown, there's another place called Zach's Axe and Fax Emporium. So, you know, Norm and I took a trip down and we thought, let's see if we can maybe possibly get this guy to sponsor the podcast. So let me see if I can find, we brought a microphone with us and this is what happened.
All right, bro. You buckle, you all set?
Yeah, safe. Look,
hey, I just got to let you know, I got these new tires. They're not broken in. I don't really know about them. From Skippy's?
Yeah, I mean, they're square. They're definitely not broken in.
Yeah, all right. But, so just beware, okay?
All right,
so it's downtown. Let's take a ride.
All right, here we go.
Whoa, oh, whoa! Sorry.
Whoa!
Sorry.
Oh, jeez!
I'm sorry. I know.
You got an airbag in this thing?
I'm sorry. I'm having second thoughts about these tires, but I got them for free.
I got a headache.
Sorry.
For free.
I'll go slower. All right.
All right. Easy now.
Hold on. Is it right up here?
It's right down there on the mic.
Okay. All right. Wait, I see it. Hold on.
Whoa, take it easy. Yeah, the ambulance pulled up in front.
Whoa. Okay, hold it. Is this it? Wait. Zach's Axe and Fax and Port. Yeah, I think this is it. All right.
That ought to bring viewers in.
All right, let me pull in. All right. Let's go check it out.
Good job. Oh, my head kills.
Oh, sorry. All right, let's take a walk up and see. Hey, there's a guy out there. He's got a limp.
Oh, yeah, and he's missing three digits.
Think that's him?
That's him.
Pardon me, you Zach by any chance?
Yes, sir.
Zach.
That's me.
Hi, I'm Dave. This is my friend Norm. We're from the Fog Podcast.
Hey,
remember
hell
we called?
I remember.
We wanted to find out about maybe you advertising.
Yeah,
so before we... What's up with the limp?
Oh, well, that's nothing. That was our first week, you know, just getting used to things here.
And you three digits on one hand?
Yeah, that was the first week, too.
Oh, okay. So what makes your place unique? I mean, we've been to other axe-throwing places.
Oh, well, that's a good question, Dave. And let me tell you something a bit about Zach's Axe and Fax. Here at Zach's Axe and Fax, we give you more than just a drink, more than just an axe. We're selling American freedom. You come in here, other places... They tell you where to throw. They tell you what direction to throw. Not here at Zach's. Here at Zach's, you throw wherever the hell you want. It's freedom right here in America.
Wow.
So come on down.
That's unique.
I like that.
Yeah. Freedom.
Now, what about the fax part?
Oh, yeah. Get your drink, get your axe, heading back, and fax your taxes.
Oh, whoa. There you go. Multi-purpose.
That sounds awesome.
Hey, let me show you around. Well, come on in, fellas. Make yourself at home.
Yeah, okay. Dunk! Oh, man, this is freedom. Whoa, look at it! Watch out!
Well, that's just the fun of being at Zach's.
I don't know, bro.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. I just stepped on something. Zach, is that your finger on the floor?
Oh, damn, I hope it is.
Oh, boy. Come on, Bondo. We gotta get out of here.
Yeah, we gotta get out of here.
Whew. We gotta sign this guy up.
You think so? You can go back in.
Oh, thanks a lot, buddy.
We signed him up.
I love that guy.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Best sponsors, I think.
Great guy.
And I tell you, it's all about freedom. That's
right. Right down there.
Right there. We'll get veterans coming into the podcast. It's great.
I think we're actually, when we wrap the podcast, I think we're going there to have our wrap party.
Oh,
to Zach's.
Nice.
I think we got it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Hey, we'll get all our sponsors to show up.
Absolutely.
Friends of the podcast.
Yeah.
That'll be great. It'll be great.
JT, what do you think?
I'm thinking you guys are top notch in the advertising field.
Well, guys, I think that wraps up episode 5.
You know what that means.
Yeah. You know what that means.
Oh, yeah.
Sir.
So the final episode of the season is coming up next. You do not want to miss it because... it's a biggie.
It's going to be great.
It's great.
It's going to be great. So you make sure that you join us to find out the most amazing story that happened to the four of us.
Yeah.
We are going to relive it. It was some 22 years ago. And we're going to tell you all about it on the next episode of the Fog Podcast. So thank you guys for listening. The Fog Podcast has been brought to you by Calm Seas of Hilton Head. And we will see you next time.
Next time.
Stay tuned. It's coming.
All right.
The Fog Podcast is a Gibroel Pandoli production and is recorded at Lennox Studios in beautiful downtown Athol, Massachusetts. The Fog Podcast is produced by Norm Broder, Jeff Gibbs, Dave Pinicio, and James Taroli. All comedy bits and commercials were written and produced by the Fog Podcast crew. The Fog Podcast theme, Night Thunder, is performed by Abby Noyes. All sound effects and royalty-free music are courtesy of Upbeat. Thanks for listening. I'm your announcer, Natalie Heath.